Selected Shorts, hosted by Ophira Eisenberg, will be coming to the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York, on Sunday at 3 p.m. The cast will include Lauren Ambrose and David Strathairn, who joins us for a preview this morning. The theme is Transformations, Embracing Change. From the whimsical to the profound, these tales illuminate the myriad ways we change, whether through personal growth, unexpected encounters, or magical moments. It gives us a chance to experience the hit public radio series and podcast live for an afternoon of funny, moving, and unforgettable performances. David Strathairn has been an in-demand actor for decades, from his early films with John Sayles through his Oscar-nominated performance as the legendary journalist Edward R. Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck. It is a great pleasure to welcome David Strathairn back to the roundtable. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for that wonderful introduction. And how are you?
I'm well. It's a great pleasure to speak to you again. I always enjoy our conversations. Give me a sense of how you first came involved with Selected Shorts.
Oh, I was so lucky to have been asked, probably more than good 20-odd years ago, when the great Isaiah Sheffer was the heart and soul of the Selected Shorts. And I don't know how actually it came down the road to me, but I've been grateful for it ever since. It's always a joy to be asked to read a story, first there at the Symphony Space, and now that they've expanded to towns around the country. I think it's great. You know, they're bringing it home to you, so to speak.
What does it allow you to do? What muscle do you get to flex when you go out and do this type of work?
That's a great question. It is a one-off thing. You don't get to rehearse it as if you were in a play. You sort of read it over and over on your own and hope that you've found a tone that the author had in mind. It's performative, but it's not exactly like acting. What I try to do is try to hear the voice of the author in the words in the story. So it's an exploration each time going through the story, because it continues to reveal itself more and more, and you just cross your fingers that you've found the right frequency. But it's there's something about reading a story to people right in front of you. The live experience is incomparable. There's so many devices now. We can stream things on audio pretty much anywhere in the world. You can listen to a story on a device. But I think the great thing about Selected Shorts, the live event, it's sort of a testament to why storytelling has lasted so long in our in our human experience.
How does it work in the sense of this? The theme is transformations and embracing change. So, do they pick a story for you, or do you get input in that decision? How does that work?
They do pick a story, and I have yet to have had a story chosen for me that I didn't find, first of all, a challenge, but also an enjoyment and a kind of a learning experience. They choose a story for you, and you take it up from there.
In taking it up from there, what does that entail? What is the preparation process for you like?
If I know the author, in this case I wasn't familiar with his work, but if I know the author, then fortunately I have a little bit of a leg up into his general or her general way of telling a story. But if you don't, in this case, I wasn't familiar with the author, I just dive right into the story and see what comes off the page. You sort of creep towards it very gently and let it reveal itself. And the more and more I read it, the more it seems to come to life.
And that is what we ultimately get is less a reading and more of a performance, right? I mean, it is a level of performance.
Yeah, because the nature of the event is you're up on stage and there's a captivated audience, and but they have chosen to be there because I think over the years the fans of Symphony Space would say that there's nothing like it, being sitting in a room with your friends and your neighbors and strangers and having a kind of this communal experience of being have a story read to you. I think it's such a, well, more than I think, it is a very special experience. And that's why theater and live performances, dance, poetry, whatever, music have survived for so long.
What exactly will you be reading on Sunday?
There's a story called Green. It's charming, a little insight as to what might happen in a little town, any given town, when someone changes the landscape of their yard and it's more than a fad. It then becomes kind of a movement and it changes the whole aesthetic, landscape aesthetic of this little village. And it's kind of what happens when you look over your fence and your neighbor's done something and you think, oh, maybe I'll do that. And it catches on and becomes this, this takes over the town, transforms the town, which is the theme of the afternoon, transformation.
Transformation. It seems like it has great humor in it. Is that the case?
There is. It's the narrator, the first person who's telling the story, is kind of taken aback by it. He's not sure what's going on, but he gets on board with it. He always has a little bit of a an objective perspective that he's wrestling with, but he goes with it, and it's just a charming sort of, as I said, insight to what can happen when a fad becomes the way of life in a little bit of a town.
It is Tuesday morning. You'll be performing this on Sunday. So how many more times will you be going over it between now and then?
Let's see. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and probably Sunday morning.
Okay. Yeah. So one, do it once a day, and then you'll figure you'll feel confident going into it at that point.
Well, fingers crossed that the way I hear it is the way the author may have intended. It's kind of like rehearsing a piece of music with no other musicians around, and then you get out there and just throw it out to the audience. And what's great is the audience will tell you in their subtle ways, and maybe not so subtle ways, if you're in tune or if you're in sync with the soul of the story.
So you know quick, and feeling that from anything from the audience must be exhilarating.
It's great. Yeah. It really is. It's that's the wonder of the of being in together, gathered together in a space where kind of what happens, I think, is this. An undercurrent of electricity that connects everybody together and bonded by the story. Really, there's really nothing like it. It's great.
I wanted to... go ahead.
Isaiah Sheffer was onto something way back when, and the fact that it has continues to be a favorite phenomenon for people is sort of a testament to his brilliance.
Did you get to have conversations with him about the form and about why it works?
No, we never really broke it down in conversation. It was kind of obvious that it did work and how it worked. And he was the such an amazing ringmaster and of the whole thing. You just sort of got on board with his energy. And but as far as why it works, I think that's that's something that, it's why live theater, live performances have existed for so long. It's just that magical kind of sharing of a one-off moment.
What do you make?
It is. Go ahead.
What do you make of Good Night and Good Luck coming to the stage?
I'm glad that we're returning to the legacy of Edward R. Murrow and broadcast journalism as it was back then. Murrow set a very high bar, and I'm glad that it's being revisited at this moment in time when the landscape of journalism is very fraught and. But I think it's important to look back and to a time when journalism was truth-telling, and the standard that Edward R. Murrow and the whole team there at, established back then. It was definitely a different time. It's going to be I'll be very curious to see how the world or the theater world or the audiences respond. To it. I'm not sure how George is going to construct the play, but I'm sure he's going to be able to hit all the high points.
As far as the movie he played Fred Friendly, you of course played Edward R. Murrow, but he directed. So it seems like, I mean, I don't know this, I have no idea, but it just seems like it must have been a role that he felt he was ready for and wanted to do.
I think so. And I hats off to him for revisiting it, as I said, at this moment in time in our country and in the world, where I think we need we just need a little encouragement how to amplify the truth in journalism. So I think it's timely, and it's great that he's doing it. He has another director, obviously, so he can just concentrate on Murrow himself.
David Cromer. I'm curious of what you saw in Murrow, of what you took from playing him, of so beautifully really finding his spirit and soul in that. And I think you're absolutely right. We very much need that now, of why he was as special as he was.
Yeah, indeed. The expression "to the manner born" always comes to mind when I think about him, having learned of where he grew up and how he always wanted to be at the fireside. He always wanted to be in the group of stories were being told, where histories were being told. He just as a young boy, he had this impulse, this inclination, just to be there and where the action, where the story was being told. And there was something, what was elusive to me was his, I'll take that back. It became apparent to me that he was a man who was a conduit for fact. And simply that, not without opining about what the fact is or making a comment as to his leanings towards the facts. But he was, in himself, he was this conduit of of fact and truth. And also he was quite brave and courageous at that time to take on Senator McCarthy, because he felt that the nation was in peril and the people needed to know what exactly was going on. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's hard now to tell who the Senator McCarthys are. I mean, it's more than one, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's
safe to say.
Yeah, and it's so, and why journalism has such a task ahead of it.
Yeah.
David Strathairn is going to be in Selected Shorts at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains on this Sunday, March 9th at 3 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to the stissingcenter.org, thestissingcenter.org. Selected Shorts on March 9th at 3 p.m. David Strathairn, I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a beautiful performance, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Thanks so much.
Be well. Thank you. Again, David Strathairn in Selected Shorts, hosted by Afira Eisenberg, coming to the Stissing Center in Pine Plains this Sunday, March 9th at 3 o'clock, the Stissing Center, STISSING Center.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.